Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Caroline Fenton, Chase McCabe, we're out at Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena. Mississippi State and Florida underway, 36-26 at the half. Mississippi State is leading. We'll keep you updated on all the SEC tournament action. But now we chat with Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet and the 32 Thoughts podcast. Elliot, always appreciate you for joining us. But one of your 32 thoughts this week is that the LA Kings, you think, probably inquired about Predators netminder UC Saros. If you had to guess, put your mind in the mind of David Poile. What do you think David Poile's response was when the Kings inquired about UC Saros?
Back up the truck. That's what I'm betting the response was. Like, you know, Carolyn, first of all, it sounds fantastic in there. I'm really jealous of your setting. It's on radio. It sounds so good. But, you know, I think that when the Predators decided that they were going to sell, they made it very clear that three players were off limits. One was Roman Josi, one was Philip Forsberg, and the other was UC Saros. Now, just because you say someone is off limits doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to listen, and I might make a call. And, you know, the Kings, as everyone knows now, they made a goalie move. They traded Jonathan Quick, and they brought in Korpisalo from Columbus. But they have a long-term situation to figure out there. And I think they're going to try to do that this summer. And I think that they called and said, look, if we wanted to do this, what would it cost us? And I think Nashville made it very clear that to even think about it, it would be a huge, huge price, to the point where I think it's very unlikely that it happens.
I'm with you on that. I think that is one of the no-nos, because UC Saros was on the no-no list. Elliot Friedman is with us. Looking at how the playoff picture is kind of shaking out, I think the Eastern Conference is fascinating. If you had to put your money on it today, the Boston Bruins or the field?
Oh, that's a great question. That is, you know, Carolyn, that's a great question. I love what the Bruins did at the deadline. I do. You know what? I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm saying Bruins. I thought they had a dynamite deadline, and I think it's going to take a superhuman effort to beat them over 7 games.
And that's coming from a guy that's based in Toronto. Wow.
Yeah.
Elliot Friedman.
It's okay. My neighbors hate me anyway, so, like, that's no problem.
Elliot Friedman here with us on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. Elliot, it's Chase. Good to talk to you again. It's been a few weeks since I've gotten a chance to chat with you. But I got to ask you about all this potential expansion talk based off a John Buchagras tweet. And I know you talked about it a little bit in your column and your 32 thoughts about Atlanta and Houston potentially getting in the mix. Atlanta will be the third time around that they've had a franchise. I don't see it. I don't understand it. But what are you hearing, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's important, Chase, to recognize that the NHL is saying that we're all getting way too far ahead of ourselves. And that might be true. But, you know, I do think, like, I think for this to even rear its head, it's somebody coming forward to the league and saying, okay, if I wanted to do this, what would have to happen? And the more you look at, like, I'm with you, Chase. This would be the third time Atlanta might have a team. You'd really have to convince me. You'd really have to sell me on this being a good idea. Now, one of the things they're talking about down there is that the team wouldn't play where the Hawks do, right downtown in Phillips Arena. They would probably be in a suburb called Alpharetta. Yep. That's where they would build the arena. Again, I think you'd really have to convince me. You know, before we talk about expansion, I think we've got to know what Arizona's future is. Arizona is a team that has a referendum later on this year in the spring. And if they get their arena, or there's a local situation or a local solution, we don't have to worry about this. But if we get into a situation where the Coyotes have to move, I don't think this is an expansion question. I think this is a where are they being relocated to?
Right. And the other thing, sorry, Ellie, you cut out there.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing, too, that kind of stood out to me is that the NHL now sits at 32 teams. And I understand expansion is a great way to just put a lot of money at one amount of time into a league. But if they were to do this and expand two teams, they could tout that they're the first major league sport in North America to expand to 34 teams. Does that matter to Gary Bettman in the NHL?
No, I don't think that does. I mean, if anything matters, it's the fee, right? We're talking $500 million for Vegas, $650 million for Seattle, and, you know, what are we talking about for another city? That's, I mean, you know, it's like all the president's men, right? Follow the money. That's what I always do. You know, to me, Houston, I think the league has had some interest in Houston for a while, but I don't think a partnership with the Rockets is likely. They've met before. Like I said in the column, I've heard the meeting was underwhelming. They didn't seem to think that the Rockets were that interested in paying market value or really running an NHL team. If they had another solution there, I think they would do it. But the more I think about it, and I wrote it today, the city I wonder about is Kansas City.
Yep.
Like, you guys are a huge success story in the NHL because there's no other winter sport, right? At least big one. And, you know, Kansas City doesn't have one. They've got an arena there. It's an arena that is tied in with one of the league's big owners. If they had to go somewhere, I wonder if that would be the spot.
Well, and real quick, Elliot, you mentioned, you know, Quebec City, which is always out there, and then maybe a second team in Toronto or Ontario, somewhere in there. Do you think that the NHL covets that at all, or is, again, all about just where they think they could be the most successful?
Well, I know a few years ago, because I had a conversation with some people in the league, that the idea of a Los Angeles set up in Toronto, you know, Lakers, Clippers, Kings in the same arena, so you'd have Leafs, NHL 2, and Raptors in the same arena, that really appeals to the league, that possibility, because I'm sure it would be an enormous franchise fee. I just don't know how the Leafs feel about that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would like it very much.
Elliot Friedman is with us, Sportsnet 32 Thoughts podcast. The NHL GM meetings kick off next week. What do you think are going to be the biggest priorities and topics of discussion for the GMs next week?
Well, I haven't been able to unearth the agenda yet, but that will come over the next day or so. I think some of the things they're going to talk about is, you know, Carolyn, there were situations where players were being sat out before the deadline, like Jacob Chychrun in Arizona was basically sat out 3 weeks. I think that is definitely going to be a topic of conversation. Nobody liked that. I think Arizona, and just like, you know, Arizona has $30 million in dead money for next season against the cap. I think that's going to be an issue, although I'm not sure that's something the general managers can solve. I think that might come down to the owners about that. The other one I heard after I wrote, Carolyn, was there's a phenomenon with fights starting after clean hits. I heard some general managers don't like that. That they don't think a player who delivers a clean hit to someone should have to fight. And someone said to me today that they thought that that might become a big issue, and I think that would be a very interesting one if it was true.
And how would you govern that? Like, how would you try and cut down on that? More penalties?
Yeah, you can call. Well, like there is something in the rule book called an instigator, where you start a fight like for no good reason, you know, you can be hammered with the instigator penalty.
Right.
And I wonder if they'll just say that we want that called more often in that situation.
Now, I think the thing you need to find out, Elliot, on the agenda is what kind of cake the other GMs are going to get David Poile for his retirement.
You know, I got to tell you, I know he likes that restaurant right across the street from the arena, so they should find out what cake they serve him
and get it
there.
Delivered on a silver platter.
I love it.
Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet 32 Thoughts podcast. Always appreciate you for joining us. We'll chat with you next week, Elliot.
All right, good luck in the Southeastern Conference tournament there. I know it's a big deal. Hope it goes well for you guys.
It is a big deal,
That's
and
awesome.
We appreciate that.
Thanks,
Thank
Elliot.
You so much, Elliot. Always appreciate Elliot Friedman for joining us every single week. And again, we are here at Bridgestone Arena at Barrel House. Mississippi State leads Florida 36-26. The second half just tipped off. We'll keep you updated with all sorts of SEC tournament thoughts there. Caroline Willie-DeMace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.